Hello, my name is John. I'm 36 years old and I live in Sherman Oaks. And I started wearing glasses at 7. I was 7 years old in second grade. And then when I was about 13, I started wearing contacts. And, besides putting up with torn contacts and broken or lost glasses, which was a problem because my vision was really bad. There was also things like, every now and then after I wore contacts, I would get infections in my eyes. And I, you know, the, and I also like to be outdoors a lot, camping and hiking. And contacts aren't real convenient for that because, you wake up and you're out in the middle of nowhere and you have to find a way to clean your hands and then, put your contacts in and hope nothing's, it's just a pain. So anyway, I first considered getting LASIK back in 2000 at one of those sort of assembly line giant, LASIK centers. And, there were probably 12 or 15 doctors on staff who, and only one of them was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." And thank God I was like, "No, if only one of you wants to do it, no." So that was sort of weird. But then, several years later, I was hiking with a friend, and he was telling me that he had gotten his vision corrected and asked me if I'd ever considered it. And I told him my experience, and he was like, "You need to try Dr. Boxer Walker." And so I waited several months, and then finally I called the office and set up an appointment. And the office is beautiful. And everyone on staff is extremely considerate, and they have water and chocolate eyeballs and other snacks to eat while you wait. So it's just a really comfortable experience. And so, and what was cool about it is, he's got a great staff, but the doctor is, involved in the process from start to finish, which I thought was cool because, at the assembly line places, you got, all different kinds of people, and you don't meet the doctor who's going to do it to you until the day of the surgery, and it's crazy. So anyway, I was really pleased with how they had this all set up. And Dr. Boxer Walker told me that my pupils were too large for LASIK, and that he wouldn't do it. He said the glare would be too much. So, but he did recommend the internal contact lens, and that scared me because I'd never heard of it. I mean, what's an internal contact lens? And he described it to me, and I don't know, it was really scary. But I thought about it, and he gave me some, or I guess Barry gave me some numbers of some people to call, and so I called them and sent a couple of emails out to people who had had the procedure, and everyone who responded was very positive about the experience. So I told them that I would do it. I said yes. And so I was extremely nervous the day of the surgery. Again, they worked very hard to make me comfortable. They gave me a Valium and things got really good then. And no, but it was cool. I mean, I don't if it was I couldn't have done the surgery without it because I was so nervous. And I went in there, and it wasn't really painful. It was a little uncomfortable for, a few minutes. But I wasn't scared, and so that was nice. And then, I don't know. My friend had LASIK, and he had said that he'd sat up and looked at the clock, and it was crystal clear. And so I was sort of looking forward to that. And so he had me sit up after the surgery and look up at the clock, and it was very blurry, And I was like, "Oh no, it didn't work." And I went home and I slept, because they tell you to sleep. And the next morning I come in, and my vision tested at 20/20. So, and it would still every now and then be blurry, but it was much better. I did have halos, big, huge halos around every when it was dark, like around my clock, there would be these huge halos. Or if it was dark and there was a candle in the room, there'd be all these halos around it. But after several weeks, I'd say 3 weeks, that started to reduce. And to where it's barely noticeable now. I'm really glad I had the surgery. The freedom, that kind of comes with it. I've done a few camping trips lately, And just, being able to wake up and see and not have to worry about, what you're going to, do I wear glasses that can fall off while I go swimming, or am I going to wear contacts that, it's the freedom of it is just wonderful, especially when I'm outdoors. But it's also nice to, be able to, go on a trip and not have to, pack all that stuff, because, you carry a lot of stuff with you when you wear contacts. So anyway, I'd do it again in a heartbeat. It's a wonderful experience. And thanks for listening.